prefix is used to name the size of alkane chains. The CH2 group, a carbon with only two hydrogens, is called a methylene. CH3, one carbon with three hydrogens, is called a methyl. CH3, CH2, a two-carbon chain saturated with hydrogens, is called ethyl. CH3, CH2, CH2, a three-carbon chain saturated with hydrogens, is called propyl. CH3 with three CH2s attached, a four-carbon chain, is called butyl. Five and above use the Greek numeral prefixes. CH3 with four CH2s attached, a five-carbon chain, is called pentyl. CH3 with five CH2s attached, a six-carbon chain, is called hexyl. A seven-carbon chain is called heptyl. An eight-carbon chain is called octyl. A nine-carbon chain is called nonyl. A 10-carbon chain is called decyl. An 11-carbon chain is called undecyl. A 12-carbon chain is called dodecyl. A 13-carbon chain is called tridecyl. A 14-carbon chain is called tetradecyl. A 15-carbon chain is called pentadecyl. A 16-carbon chain is called hexadecyl. Hopefully you've detected a pattern in the names here. A 17-carbon chain is called heptadecyl. An 18-carbon chain is called octadecyl. A 19-carbon chain is called nonadecyl. A 20-carbon chain is called icosyl. A 21-carbon chain is called unicosyl. A 22-carbon chain is called docosyl. A 23-carbon chain is called tricosyl. The pattern continues from here. Any of these names can be used to name a single-chain alkane by removing the YL at the end and replacing it by ANE. Thus, a saturated single-chain alkane with 10 carbons is called decane. It would have two methyl groups, one at each end, and eight methylene groups in the middle. Sometimes, branched-saturated alkanes with 10 carbons in them will be referred to as decanes as well, but accurate naming of these compounds requires using systematic names which describe the branching.